My next speaker is Leon H. from the East of the River.
Hello, Gribble on the Attic. And I know it's only put for God's grace that I'm here, you know, today. You know, after being here almost, well, since September 11th, 84 is my clean date. And, you know, this year I celebrate 28 years clean. And, you know, and just like, you know, what I've heard all day today, you know, today, you know, I do have a different perspective on the program, you know, and what it's doing for me, you know. And, you know, one thing, you know, about Shan, you know, the sister asked me, was I nervous? And I said, no, I'm not nervous like that, because what I understand is, you know, I'm all right with myself, you know, doing this step work. And all that is that you, if you all right with yourself and you doing what you got to do and you tell people what you going through, or, you know, I don't have no problem with it. You know, everybody know my situation, you know, so, you know, with the merch and all that, you know, and, you know, just going through, you know, and I always thought, you know, I do want to get better, you know, and I'm still getting better. I'm still working through, you know, what I got to work through. And, you know, today, you know, I want to thank the East of the River for asking me to do this, you know, 10, 11, 12. And, you know, in doing the 10th step, you know, it talks about, you know, I ain't going to go through all the steps, you know. Eventually, you know, they asked me, you know, and I have done 1 through 9, you know. Really, I've done all the steps, you know, but I ain't going to share all the steps, you know, how they, you know, because I realized today, you know, that the step work was premature, you know, in the beginning, you know. You know, I thought I knew something, you know how we think we know something today, you know, and then we find out when we get really honest with ourselves, you know, that we thought we knew, you know. People talk about what they got out of the fourth step, and I did a fourth step with a sister about 2 weeks ago, and, you know, she was talking about she had 60 resentment. I said, you only got one. You only got one resentment. You don't have 67. You might have 67 experiences, but you only got one resentment, you know, because the resentment that you carry from resentment to resentment, you know, is the same resentment, you know. So really all you got is one resentment. You know, we do this thesis when we do step work now. You know, we want to talk about everything that, you know, it looks good on paper, you know. And you want to talk about what you done been through. But, you know, really, you know, if I'm all right with myself, you know, I didn't know that then, you know, and that I wanted to get better, you know, even with the divorce, you know, I was a good dude. You know, I thought I was a good guy. You know, but, you know, when I got sick, you know, she decided that she didn't want to be mine no more. You know, she was worried because I took care of everything in the beginning, you know, for a long time. And, you know, what I understand, you know, sisters, when the brother, you know, or whatever, start talking to a sister and she want to get, she'll give you a fifth step. You know, she'll tell you everything about us. You know, and you would tell yourself, it ain't that bad, you know. And she tell you how crazy she is, but, you know, you don't take heed to that, you know. I met my wife. I'm gonna tell you the truth. I met my wife in recovery. You know, and she was in a recovery house when I met her. You know, and I had 5 years in the program. You know, and she was trying to get clean, and I thought I knew what I knew. You know, because I went through what I went through. You know, I didn't know nothing about myself. You know, I'm still learning about myself. You know, people be saying, you know, they find themselves in the fourth step. You know, you really don't know who, you know, you is until you deal with something, you know. And, you know, and then you say, damn, I'm going through this, you know. And the 10th step in It Works How and Why, you know, they talk about a fresh perspective, you know, because I like to share my right now story, you know. You know, you stuck on where you were and what you done, and you glorify what you been through. But right now, you ain't talking about nothing. You ain't telling the people what you dealing with, you know, because the literature says, you know, in the way that you live, you know. And, you know, I know, you know, a lot of people with time, I say time, because, you know, you talk about certain things, you know, and I ain't come to an understanding about, you know, when I had 20 years in this program, I began to realize that I needed to do some work on me, you know. And I'm not saying that the program wasn't working, you know, because my sponsor told me before he died last year, he would say, you got to get to the bottom of what you're trying to get on top of, you know. And I was like, wow. I got to get to the bottom, you know, because I always talk about I got to get on top. You know, I got to get back, you know. I got to get on top. And he said, get on top of what? You know. And I would look at him, you know, and he would, you know, ask me certain things. And, you know, I thought I was doing some work. You know, you know, that's why I said the work that I did in the beginning, you know, was kind of premature. You know, you talk about, yeah, I'm there now, you know. And then really, you know, it's so premature that, you know, as you go through stages, you know, because when I had 20 years in this process, you know, I said, damn, this thing makes sense. It began to start making sense to me is what I'm saying, you know. And it takes, you know, they said this thing comes slow over a period of time. You know, you think you get it all at one time and, you know, doing this step work, you know, and, you know, I know that, what, before Thanksgiving, well, the day before Thanksgiving, you know, I had a stroke, right? And I was asking myself, why? I thought I had been through everything, you know. And it was hard for me to accept what I was going through because I didn't know. You know, I really didn't know. I didn't know how to deal with it. You know, people had to help me to the bathroom and, you know, all this, you know, even wipe my own butt, you know. And I was like, wow, just a little simple stuff. You know, and I'm going through, you know, and, you know, I had to get in touch with some things, you know, and the 10th, 11th, 12th step, you know, and it talked about maintaining your life, your freedom, you know, and, you know, doing this work, you know, I began to get in touch with some things, you know, because when I was going through my marriage, you know, everything was all right. For a long time, I was married 20 years, and I got through, you know, and I said, wow. Then all of a sudden, you know, now that I know it was about the money, you know, when the money get cut off, you know, everything cut off, you know, and I was like, wow, you know, it was about the security, you know, and I started going through a lot of stuff after I had done the work that I needed to do so that I could go through. I didn't know that, but when I went through it, I realized, you know, that, you know, being somewhere, just like Narcotics Anonymous, you know, being somewhere that I can begin to deal with what I deal with, you know, I realized, you know, because I'm the kind of guy, you know, and you talk about, you know, I'm the type of guy that, you know, I'm going to share this, you know. And I ain't shared in a while about the fish sandwich, you know. And, you know, some people, you know, they might bite it, back one time, I was at work and I was in a hurry, you know, and I said, well, I need to hurry up, you know. And the lady said, okay, so she gave me the sandwich on wheat and white, you know. And I said, well, I've been into it and it wasn't done. You know, and some people, you know, they'll bite, it might take them one time to bite it to and it wasn't done, and they might not bite it no more. So I bit it again, the second time, right? Because I thought it was going to be done, you know. And I realized, you know, it wasn't done the second time I bit into it. And I bit into it the third time, you know. And when I bit into it the third time, I accepted it, you know. But some people may take them one time. Some people, you know, may take them two, may take them three like it took me. It may take them four, whatever, you know. But I'm a three-time person, you know. And I realized that today, you know, so... You know, I understand, you know, that like the sister was saying, you know, if I'm a type of person, you know, and if I like something, and I ain't going to stop until I realize what I need to realize, you know. And going through that, you know, I realized certain things about myself today that, you know, I'm going to go through some things. You know, I'm going to be who I am. You know, you talk about you got yourself together in the fourth step, you know, and you wrote so much about like you're a perfect person. And then you just to come to realize, you know, when you read the liturgy, it talks about, you know, at some point, like when it says in the 11th step, you know, it said at some point you realize that what you done been, what it's saying is what you done gone, what you're going through right now is that, you know, it says that, you know, it is easy to slip back into old ways to ensure or continue growth and recovery. Now, if I slip back, you know, but that's because they already know the nature of the addict. You're going to slip back. You're not going to stay perfect because certain things you don't know about yourself, you know. And you talk about doing the step work, and then the step work is good, you know, because it'll help you to identify with who you are. But you still have to go through something, you know. And then when I went through what I went through and I began to identify with pain, you know, because I ain't really go through nothing 20 years in the process, you know. And it's like it's all coming down, you know. I'm going through. And why are you going through now? You know, why you didn't go through early? You know, why you didn't? You know, I've been able to retire from a job and everything here. You know, I've been retired, 4 years now? My mother died in the fourth year. You know, I done been through everything the program talk about losing the job. You know, even though I was able to retire, I get some money every month. But just going through, you know, so that I'm going through, you know, because it ain't about what I done been through and what I done. You know, it's the continuing process is that what I am going through. You know, what you dealing with today. You know, you want to talk about what you done did when you got here, you know, that I have to share and understand, you know. Because I was looking at Ofra about 2 weeks ago, and they was talking about being stuck in your story and all that. Yeah, and I say, man, they talking about the program, you know. You know, because a lot of us, we stuck in our story, you know. And the story is good, but it's going to bring you out with the pain that you in. You know, it's the way that you share your story that's going to pull you out of the pain that you was in. You know, and I understand that today. So, you know, that as the story goes, you know, and he talks about the 12th step. Haven't had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps. We tried to carry the message to addicts and to practice these principles in all our affairs. You know, I remember I was the type of addict, you know, that I go on a crack house. You know, and I remember I had a dream one time, right? You know, I was the type of guy, I'd run through the alley and chase you or whatever. And I came out the alley one time with a hyper mom. You know, and I said, damn, you know, and so I ain't going to alley no more, you know, because I got scared, you know. I said, he says it's easy for an addict to pulled you in for you to pull them out. You know, they said you can stay there and talk that nonsense, you know, all you want, you know. But I know today, and I'm all right with myself, you know, no matter what. You know, going through sponsorship is good, you know. I don't tell people, you know, we used to say the thing back in the day, you know, how they used to tell you, well, my sponsor told me to tell you that I don't want to be with you no more. You know, after you done got what you wanted, you know, you don't want to be with them no more, you know. And I remember, you know, saying that, and a couple of guys, you know, they say, damn, you know. You know, and I go to the meeting, and I say, well, I tell them, you know, I wonder why they gritting on me, you know. Why the women gritting on me, you know what I'm saying? Because I done heard that, you know, they think they done heard something, you know, because of, you know, somebody they like, you know. But that's somebody, you know. I'm not able to go through what they got to go through to get to that point, you know. Just like my marriage, you know, I feel she gave up on me, you know. She didn't give it time enough to work out, you know. So I said, well, you know, what would I do? You know, so today I'm all right today. You know, I'm comfortable with myself, you know, going through the process of recovery and learning some things that, you know, I ain't find myself, you know, what I stopped using. You know, when I stopped using, you know, I started getting things. You know, but when I was using, you know, if you love me or you like me or whatever the situation may be, you know, then you all right with what I'm going through. You know, because I'm telling you, you know, as time go on in this process of recovery, you'll begin to learn about yourself. You know, you don't know everything about yourself. You know, you just know some things about yourself. You know, you get to a point, you know, and you get recovery in you, and you talking about doing something different. You know, you talked about it ain't in what you say, it's the way that you live, you know. And the 12th step, you know, talks about that. You know, it says that we came to narcotic anonymous as a result of the records of our past. The last thing we expected was an awakening of the spirit. We just wanted to stop hurting, you know. And you got to do some work. You know, you can come in this process and, you know, all you're doing is talking about, you know, because you think that, you know, you can give this your story the way that you give it. You know, I ain't listening to that. You know, I've learned today that, you know, I can listen to what you're talking about, and I can listen to what you ain't talking about and what you're talking about. You know, so, you know, as you go on, you know, it don't excite me, you know, that you can tell your story real good. You know, what about what you're doing now? What about you doing today? Talk about your right now story. Tell somebody that, you know, you're going through something, you know, or somebody died or whatever, you know, so they can deal with what you're dealing with. You know, so the experience is that, you know, you're going to go through something. You know, I'm like right now, I'm going through something. You know, I don't know what the outcome going to be, you know, but I don't have no problem talking about what I'm going through. You know, for those y'all that know me, you know I don't have a problem talking about my right now story. You know, I'm going to talk about what I'm going through, when I went through the divorce, when I went through, you know, losing my home or whatever I went through, you know, that I went through this and I went through it for a reason. You know, because I got to tell somebody, you know, you're going to be all right. You know, I used to say I have a money problem. You know, and I realized that there I got a spending problem. And it ain't got nothing to do with the money, you know. And, I talk, you know, and I talk about, you know, you listen to people talk about this credit report, you know, that their credit report is good. You know, but people give you stuff that you can't afford. You know, so your credit report is good. Do you know how to say no? You see, I didn't know how to say no. You know, I thought everything was all right. You know, and I realized today, you know, that I had a spending problem. You know, just like when I had the stroke, you know, I realized that, you know, we talk about in the 12 step, you know, and I realized that I came in on a 12 step, you know. I came in because I didn't understand, you know, you see 12 steps working, all 12 of them. You know, people talk about, you know, you got to do a fourth step. No, you got to do a first step. You know, that's what you got to do first. You know, you got to accept the situation. You know, you got to surrender to win. You know, if you don't surrender to what you're going through, then you're going to continue to go through it. You know, so I realized that today, you know, people talking about me, I need to do a fourth step. I need to do a fourth step. You know, you need to surrender to what you, so that you can do a fourth step on, you know, and you find that the people don't surrender to the problem that they're dealing with, you know. They want to talk about, hey, I'm going through something, you know. You need to do this, you need to do that. No, you need to accept it first. You need to surrender to whatever it is that you're going through, you know. So I realize today, you know, I understand the step. You know, I understand what I have to do. And I say I understand it, you know, because I know, you know, no matter what I go through, you know, when I got a divorce, you know, I had to surrender first, you know, to how I was feeling. You know, I had to go through what I had to go through so that I could do another fourth step on it, you know. You know, people talk about, you know, I say you got to be specific about what you're talking about when you're doing this work, you know. You can just write, but are you specific? Because in the fact of being specific about what you go through, you know, you need to understand, you know, that we're not, like she said, we're not perfect people. You know, we're going through, you know, you might not like what you see, you know, because you was already there, you know. You might not like it, but you might have to go through what you got to go through. You know, a guy once said, old timer said, yeah, well, go, you know, it's like a butterfly. He said, yeah, he saw the butterfly struggling. But when he saw the butterfly struggling, you know, because I talk about the butterfly theory, you know, when he saw the butterfly was struggling, he realized the butterfly died after he thought he was saving it. You know, but he had to go through what he had to go through. You know, so I don't run after people no more. I don't pull teeth and all that stuff. You know, I don't do that no more. I did it in the beginning, you know, because I thought I was, you know, I knew something, you know. I thought I knew something, you know. And I realized today, you know, they got to go through what they got to go through. You know, because what we don't realize is that this is a self-help program, you know. And if you ain't willing to do the work that you need to do so that you can get better, you know. You know, people talk about how great of a sponsor they got, you know. I mean, come on, you know. You know, you want somebody to tell you what you need to do. All the program and just for today, it was talking about, one day it was talking about, it was talking about change today. You know, somewhere in one of them days, you know, it was talking about, you know, being a responsible, productive member of society. You know, responsibility is the key to what we struggle with, you know, and do what we need to do so that we can be better, you know. People say, I want to be like you when I grow up. You know, I was a petty dude when I was used, you know. You know, I ain't never smoked no crack, but I shot a lot of bam. You know, that was my crack, you know. You know, I was that guy that went to the house and could clean up. And, you know, my mother was even told me before she died, you know, she said, boy, keep doing what you're doing. She didn't know I was using, you know. And then in the beginning, you know, it was cleaning up. Then I started picking up. And then, you know, and then it was, why are you in the bathroom so long, you know. And I realized that today, you know, and I went through a whole lot, you know, shooting dope. I went to the bottom quick, you know. And then I had some good days and some bad days, you know, using. You know, I told myself, you know, I remember using one time and it was real nice for me. And I was telling myself, you know, I'd probably die shooting dope, you know. because of the way that I felt, you know, because I was searching. You know, I was searching for that new way to, you know, that new high. You know, he was talking about, you know, you talk about this as a spiritual program. You know, I realized when I was using it was spiritual because I was chasing something. You know, I wanted whatever it had to give me, you know. And I didn't want to leave. You know, remember Richard Powell said that. He said, don't go home, you know, don't leave, you know. I wanted to stay high, you know. I wanted to be right all the time, you know. Even when I was being beat, you know, I would still shoot dope anyway, you know. You know, people talk about using, you know, when I remember using it, and I was like, you know, this is, it was all right, you know, because in the beginning it was fun. You know, I can't tell you when I became an addict, you know. Now that I understood that I have to live to use and use to live when I was using, you know, I realized, you know, that going through that process, you know, because it is a process, you know, people be saying, you know, they don't want to understand what are you saying, a process, you know. You're confused. You know, I was in a stupor for a long time. You know, I ain't know, you know, I was using and you know, I was just using, you know, for the hell of it, you know. I ain't nothing about feeling inadequate and feeling this and feeling that, you know. And when I started using, you know, who knows that they got a problem, that's why they using. You know, you don't know that until, you know, it's the literature said you ain't know it till you came in, you know. You talk about, you know, I knew, you ain't know, you know. I ain't know nothing, you know, I was doing what I was doing. You know, so I was going through the process of doing what I was doing and going through what I was going through, you know. Like I said, it was some good times and there was some bad times, you know. But today, you know, I'll be 55 this year and I was like, damn, I'm getting old in this process, you know. Because when I came, I was 27, you know, and I ain't know, you know. But, you know, I ain't nothing about nothing. You know, people talk about, you know, they going through, they done been there, they done been here, you know, they done been around the world and all this stuff, and still don't know, you know. So it's a lifelong process, you know. You can do what you want to do. You can be who you want to be. You know, you can get it quicker than somebody else might get it. You know, who knows, you know. But you had to do the work, you know. You have to go through something. You know, you have to experience what you have to experience and say, hey, you know, whatever my process is, I understand today that I have to go through something, you know. I may want it easy all the time. You know, I thought it was going to be this way after 20 years. You know, I thought this program was going to be the way that it was going to be. But then I realized, you know, everything started changing. You know, but what? Can you go through this? Can you go through what you need to go through, you know, no matter what, you know? And that's the attraction of this program, you know, that you're able to go through what you're able to go through, you know, because you can share what you done been through. But can you go through that, you know? Can you learn how to live without a drink or a drug, you know? You know, can you go through what you need to go through? You know, because this program teaches us that, you know, you're going to go through something. And I realized, you know, going through, you know, I don't have no parents or nothing, you know, living, you know, the memory is with me, you know. And when my father died in 79, you know, I was out. You know, my mother died in 2007, she was living with me. You know, everything was all right, you know. I was working and all that, you know, and then, you know, my kidneys went bad, you know, because I was using. So I find myself now I'm on dialysis. You know, it's just always something that you got to go through. You know, no matter what, you know, that I go through what I got to go through, you know, I realize it today. Because I was remember, you know, when I go through the dialysis, you know, they strike red. And the nurse said, what's wrong with you? I said, you don't want to know. You know, I said, definitely you don't want to know, because what I had to go through, you know, I realized that, you know, I was telling myself, Oh yeah, I got a straight shooter now. You know I got a, I got a vein. You know, and I put this thing in my arm, and I was like, oh, this is all right. You know. You know, I know I can use, and then veins start popping up and everything, and I'm saying, shit, you know, I really can use now, you know, because I got some veins, you know. But, you know, I realized, you know, today that it's my lifeline, you know. And, you know, when I had the stroke, the doctor told me with the type of struggles you had, you could die, you know. And I said, damn, you know, that I didn't know what I was going through for a couple of weeks. I'd say 2-3 weeks, you know. And, you know, I just think different now, you know, because life is too short. You know, life is too short now, you know. So you wasting your time in here, you know, realize you can sleep, you can wake up today, and you can be dead tomorrow, you know. So one day at a time, I, you know, like I said, you know, I'm going to get through this. You know, I'm going to do what I got to do. You know, people know that know me, you know, I do what I have to do, regardless what it's doing to me or whatever. You know, I could be here today and gone tomorrow, you know, because a lot of people have been dying in this process, you know. So you're wasting your time. You'll realize that you'll take and you'll appreciate, you know, what you're doing today. You know, we mad at each other. You know, because I remember we used to argue about who could do the first step better than the next person, you know. Because, you know, you ain't understand what I was going through, you know. You know, you got to do it this way. Nah, you can't do the steps. You got to do it the way that you do it. I don't speak from the ledge because everybody reads it just different, you know. The way that they read it, you know. They might read the literature. And, you know, they may understand it different, you know. But we all still clean, you know. Because in the beginning, I was naive to this process. You know, when people started going back out that I knew back in the 80s, you know. Okay. That I ain't know. You know, I thought everybody felt the way that I felt, you know. But addicts use, you know, that's what we do. You know, so I'm going to thank y'all for listening, and I'm going to keep coming back, and I'm going to do what I have to do, because one day at a time, you know, we can do what we need to do, but, you know, it's only for God's grace, you know, that I'm still here, and thanks for letting me share.